I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC Podcasts, Radiotopia, and Mermaid Palace, welcome to The Heart. I'm Caitlin Prest, and this is Sisters, a five-episode rom-com that gets real. If you want to hear the series from the very beginning, which I highly recommend because it's serialized, go back to Chapter 1 Isode now. If you already listened to Chapter 1 Isode, but it was a week ago and you don't remember what happened, I'm here with a refresher. We heard the sisters growing up. I felt in the shadow of Natalie's musical talent. Natalie felt in the shadow of my big personality. Me and Dad fought. And then I peaced out. Natalie thought the world of her older sister, and I mostly found her annoying. Me and Natalie came back together in Montreal, my new home, and the episode ended on a commitment that I made for our relationship to be equal from now on. This is episode 2, Gemisode. She's the talented one.
She's the hard worker.
She's the pretty one. She's the one they love most.
She's the one that Dad likes more.
She's the stable one.
She's the star of every room she walks into.
She's the real deal. We are adults. We're going to Gem Con. It's been 10 years since that moment on the Montreal steps. I could not have been more wrong about who she would become. The moment I realized how wrong I was happened years before our GemCon adventure. I'm in her dorm room. Her skin is shimmering. It's shimmering because it's green. It's actually green, like a mermaid. Among the empty ramen containers and dust bunnies is a plastic bag full of body paint. Tonight is karaoke, and it's sea creature themed. The pregame. In the future I had imagined for Natalie and I as adults, I pictured her crinkling her nose at my unshaved legs. I pictured me looking at the drab selection of clothes in her closet and trying to figure out how I could possibly create something striking out of the muted color palette. The reality of us in our 20s is shredding fishnet tights, cutting and pasting fabrics into strange sea creature sculpture skirts, bringing out extravagant, ruffled blue evening gowns, frilly scarves that she's fashioning to look like seaweed. She takes out the sponges and the shimmery green powder and begins to transform. Into a sea creature. She's going all the way. Full green. I am not ready to go full green. I do not have the courage. I use it as eyeshadow and lipstick. I'm looking at her with utter and complete admiration. Inside, I bow down to her. I see that she is a priestess of my longtime religion. It's about believing in magic. It's walking down an alley full of dumpsters and broken furniture, and instead of a regular cement wall, there is a painted forest. It's going into the piss-smelling subway with all the garbage and the rats, and suddenly, a classically trained violinist is giving her best. It's a bike transforming into a floral fairy chariot. It's a spectacle. And for a moment, the spectacle lifts you out of the dreary reality of your own day-to-day. When we arrive at karaoke night, none of her friends are wearing costumes. It's every costume wearer's nightmare, where you realize that you are the only one. I look over at Natalie, and she's not fazed. Not even a sprinkle of fazed. She sings karaoke and orders a pitcher of beer and laughs and talks and hugs and warms her new British friends with her light. It was like that moment in the rom-com where Rachel Lee Cook comes down the stairs wearing makeup and a pretty dress, and Freddie Prinze Jr. is suddenly like, oh my God. It's annoying because, like, she was hot the whole time. I'm the asshole. I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., you know? The asshole that didn't see the whole time. How fucking special she is. After the dorm room karaoke moment, and before the GemCon road trip moment, was a period in our 20s where we got closer and closer, even though we lived far away. I've moved to New York City, and Natalie has moved to Toronto.
Welcome her to the stage, the one and only Natalie Preston!
Oh, Nat! Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay.
So I came to Toronto for jazz, but I mostly sing at this burlesque show. My stage name is Natalie Presti. I work in a big office building as a receptionist, and I have a job at a costume shop where they have wigs and costumes and party supplies. I do balloons, and it's basically my dream job.
Like a row of 3-foot balloons, and then 6 rows of like multiple balloons on those rows, but like filling it up so that it was like 15 hours there before.
How much did you get paid?
I haven't gotten the check yet, but I'm not sure.
How much? What's the agreement?
I don't even know.
That's not good.
I'm assuming like $20 an hour.
Okay, good.
That's what I'm assuming.
Do you remember like calling me on the phone and talking to me about how Natalie needed to get out of her dead-end job?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I need that on tape. I need to reenact it.
I'd be happy to. I'd love to.
She has to get out of that amazing party store crap. Her music, her talent is just being wasted entirely. I mean, you know, she's so consumed and having so much fun with the party, it's a total distraction for her. You gotta kick her in the butt or something. You're her sister. Can you help her?
Well, you know? Like, so she doesn't have that, like, ambition, like, thing, but, like, Natalie is happy.
Yeah, she's happy, except that at some point she's gonna have to pay rent on an apartment that's actually bigger than a closet.
Natalie, sing us something else.
Oh,
can you sing the love song?
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing.
Caitlin comes home about once a year. Our sister adventures are limited to Christmas time and when I can get off work to go visit her. She's busy.
She made her radio show her full-time job.
She's a working artist, living the dream.
Hey, Poo-Poo.
In the long months between when we see each other,
happy birthday, dear Natalie.
She sends me voice notes from abroad.
Happy birthday to you. I love you. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You are so bright, happy. You make everything nicer and easier and warmer and sweeter. I love you so much.
Yeah, but as a receptionist, I feel like it's my job to, like, ask people all the questions, like what you do, you know? Like, when I'm like, ugh. Like, we're just, it's morning, you know? They're just like, hey, we're in the office. It's Monday.
What is one version of life that you'd like to see yourself living in 5 years?
One version of Natalie in 5 years. I want to be surrounded by love and magic.
Our 20s were the golden years.
And then I said that you and Harry and Armin were my best friends.
Yay!
And then Lauren said sisters don't count.
Oh.
And I said yes, because out of everyone,
best friends with their sister.
That's what I said, and I was like, we weren't always best friends either. Like, what we have is special and, like, kind of a miracle, and it counts. I was like,
kind of a miracle.
I don't know, man. Anytime closeness this good, like, it's a fucking miracle. It's like every time that people fall in love, it's a miracle.
True. This is Natalie Prest reporting on the birthday of the all-powerful and wonderful KP.
We lived in a state of utopia.
She grew up in Winchester Springs, Ontario, but I'll let her tell you about that, maybe, if we're lucky. So without further ado,
all love, no drama.
Hey, can I get a nickel back? 15 bucks, little man. It's the shit in my heart. If that money doesn't show, then owe me, owe me, owe. Owe me, owe me.
And the only time we would fight is when we would play Settlers of Catan.
I'm never playing with you again. You didn't deserve nice trade. And you
didn't deserve, even though, like, we agreed on it.
She has a wall of hats.
You are the most beautiful person I've ever known.
For her birthday 1 year, I put a love letter underneath every single hat. One of them said,
maybe you are the great love of my life.
I'm obsessed with her.
Well, that's the thing. I always knew we were going to be friends, but Caitlin hadn't realized this until this chapter. Caitlin saw in me what I saw in her, finally.
Snowflakes start falling.
Christmas is when we get to spend our most concentrated quality time together. This Christmas, I have purchased tickets for Natalie and I to go on a magical sister adventure, a road trip.
where I'm going to come all the way from New York to go to the Gem and the Holograms convention. Please excuse this brief interruption. We'll be right back. Gem and the Holograms is a 1980s cartoon. It is from the era of television that is all pastel and weird synthesizer electronic soundscapes. This show was one of the things that Natalie and I uncomplicatedly and uncompetitively adored together. It's about two musical sisters, Jerrica and Kimber Benton. Jerrica is the manager, Kimber is the songwriter. They inherit a record label from their dad, who died. He was also kind of like a weird tech scientist, and he made the technology thing called Synergy that projects holograms. And so the machine, via the special earrings, turns Jerrica, the older one, the boring one, into Gem.
Outrageous.
The lead singer of the band. Kimber stays Kimber.
Why should Gem get all the attention? We're part of the group, too.
The sister dynamic between Kimber and Jerrica / Gem is a thing. I mean,
are you listening to me?
Kimber periodically gets in a huff about not getting enough attention and like tries to leave the band.
Gotta do what we say, right? Wrong!
They have a rival band called the Misfits, and they're evil, they're mean, they're bad.
Out of my way, pig face!
So what happens in every episode is the Misfits literally try to kill Gem and the Holograms. Fucking awesome, like, girl power shit from the 80s.
I am elated because I'm obsessed with cosplay. I write to her asking her what character she would love to be. Part of the Comic-Con culture, part of the cosplay culture is poring over every single detail of your costume and like trying to make it as accurate as possible and like getting excited about every little accessory that you have to like create or find. So I rush to the computer and I'm looking up screenshots. We want to be the Misfits, or do we want to be Gem? Do we want to be the good guys, or do we want to be the bad guys? So I sent the email. Which one's your favorite? Like, which one do you think we should be? I'm waiting to hear back from her, and there's nothing.
Right now, my life is one big Dropbox folder. So when Natalie sends me a Dropbox folder of pics of gem outfits, Gem and Misfits, should we be Gem Misfits, should we be Gem Holograms, should we be I don't know what I cannot I can't open the Dropbox folder. I can't. Then I get stressed out and ignore the email for a month.
So I decide we're going to be Kimber and Stormer from the episode The Band's Breakup.
It's the episode where Kimber actually does quit and Stormer is like too nice for the Misfits. And she's like, you guys are way too mean and I hate you. She assigned me Stormer. I'm, you know, I'm the mean one, but the mean one who's too nice to be in the mean band. And Natalie is going to be Kimber, the disgruntled younger sister who quits.
I don't think Caitlin realized that like I have to do a lot of work to make an outfit that she can wear to this convention.
Like, I've never been to a convention before, any kind of comic convention, or like Natalie has all these names for these things like Comic-Con and Anime North and what else?
Fan Expo.
And other stuff. I don't know. But I've never been to a con. And I've heard about cons because we love Star Trek in my family, but we've never been to a con. But me and Natalie are now going to a con. I didn't even know people wore costumes at a con. I thought going to a con was about, you know, seeing, you know, Worf and getting his autograph or something like that.
Our first arrival onto the scene, I want it to be truly outrageous. I have the electric blue Manic Panic discontinued wig that is perfect for Stormer. And I already sourced out the makeup that we're going to wear. And yeah, the jewelry, you know, like I remember creating the earrings out of like gold paper and like ribbon. I have to make a circle earring in real life, you know?
After months of anticipation, the GemCon weekend is here. I've been waiting for Natalie to finish her shift at the farmer's market. The rental car is in the parking lot. We have the costumes. I pick up a little bit of food, pierogies, the food of our people, snack them down. She's done her shift. We're getting ready to get in the car. And we get in a sister fight.
We think it went something like this.
We think. We're pretty sure.
Natalie is excited. Are you ready?
Looks like you're ready. You ate without me.
Okay. What?
The fight is about how about she's inconsiderate.
Basically nothing.
What the hell is your problem? Well, it's just, you, what am I supposed to do now? Like we were supposed to go on this trip together and now you're all fed and I'm freaking starving. Like, obviously, I'm freaking annoyed.
You know, I really don't like it when you talk like this.
I call it family voice.
It's a way
the way I speak to people in my family sometimes.
Can't understand why I'd be frustrated that, like, you know, now I have to figure out what I'm going to eat and, like,
this is just so fun.
No filter.
Instead of taking a breath and de-escalating, I double down.
It's so fucking ironic. That woman, like, at the pierogi stand was like, oh, here's, like, five extras. Your sister, oh, she's such an angel. She's such a ray of light. But, like, she doesn't know that you're, like, a total asshole. Like, it's totally fake.
It seems petty.
Yeah, this is really angel behavior.
For some
reason,
we just can't stop ourselves.
Every day at work, I'm just smiling, and I have to, like, I need a break from putting that face on. Like, I'm sorry if I can't just, like, put my face on for you because
sure,
you're my sister.
Break,
and
that doesn't mean that you get to just talk to me like that and be, like vicious and nasty to me because I...
It feels like her expectations are unrealistic.
The rest of the world gets, like, happy Natalie, and then you just save all of your nastiness for me.
Well, I'm frustrated, and yeah, that's the way that it works. We're family, and,
I don't, that's
like, you don't lash out at me. You lash out at me all the time.
We go in circles until there's nothing more to say, and we just...
Yeah, okay,
I'm just
whatever.
Defending myself.
Yeah, sure.
And then...
Until...
She'll reach over
and grab my hand, and I leave it limp. But then
I give another squeeze.
Squeeze back.
Let's just pretend like that never happened. I never had a single probe. I'm starving.
And then we laugh.
Me too. When are we getting to NWs? I can't take it anymore.
Walk in the doors of this airport hotel,
and we start seeing people in wigs, people in pink, people
Should
in
you go get a picture?
Bright pink sparkles. Everywhere I look, there's new gem characters from obscure gem episodes that I would never think I would ever see in real life.
Ashley and the Starlights! Oh my gosh, K-Gem! Holy shit, Limp Lizards?
Yeah.
Oh my god, and Starlight Music! I love it!
Natalie and I are decked out. 1980s cartoon makeup on our faces. She put fake eyelashes on me. even practiced the song that they sing in this episode, The Bands Break Up.
Sometimes I feel so alone, I lose.
So that we could sing it at karaoke together. Stormer and Kimber. We look exactly like them. As we wander around these three hotel conference rooms, Natalie. She's in her zone.
You look amazing! Wow, with the keytar and everything.
Oh my God.
Gosh, this cape. These gems. Oh, you look fantastic.
I love how you, the earrings, because I was like, why are they?
I didn't realize that this was like the equivalent of me inviting her to a radio conference where I'm nerding out like fuck and going to every single panel and talking to every single person and like, you know, and celebrating my craft.
Where'd you get that wig?
This is a costume one.
Really?
You did some styling there though. I've seen those wigs on people in there now. They don't look as good as that.
I love this.
I did this myself. I added this lace.
Oh my God, it's Pat Kimber.
Suddenly we realize we've done a little faux pas.
Which episode are you from?
Well, she's actually from, we're from the Bands Break Up episode, so I'm Misfit Kimber and she's Stormer, so we're supposed to be Bands Break Up.
I can see that.
In retrospect, I totally made a bad call. It looked like Stormer. It looked like Stormer. It was a dress that she wore with Kimber. It was not... Kimber did not wear the outfit that I wore with Stormer.
It was from a different episode. Scandal.
That one is from Scandal.
Okay.
When became Bad Kimber. And it was the hologram that Synergy projected over Kimber.
It was the outfit that I knew I wanted to do for Gem Con.
We had no idea that people would be such fans that they would recognize for sure which episode. It doesn't really... matter because Natalie's costume is epic. But what happens to me is that we are not reading as a team costume where I am part of Natalie's glory. And I suddenly, this minor faux pas makes me feel a little bit isolated.
And this is Stormer.
Yes, Stormer from the Misfits.
Yeah. Stormer! Mm-hmm.
You're in this social environment and you're kind of the odd one out because you know nothing about the culture.
And I don't know very much about cosplay at all.
And then you're extra double odd one out because you are standing next to the Beyoncé of cosplay.
Oh my God, you're back, Kimber from Scandal. You look fantastic.
Thank you so much. I mean, I put a lot of time and effort into it, to be honest. I like made
little
the,
by
made
little,
the
I'm like, feeling kind of bad about myself. And not that I want to go home, but I want to hang out with Natalie, but Natalie is butterflying it up.
Can we get a selfie with you? Can we tell me, Caitlin?
It's like you're on a date where you took a flight to go on it, but the date turns into a group event. You keep on waiting for the date to resume, which is supposed to be about one-on-one time, but your date is like, no, we're at a party now. See you on the dance floor.
We were just so happy to be there. And I mean, I was happy because Jem makes me think of Caitlin, like me and my sister singing out to the songs. And
everywhere you go, anywhere you turn, someone else is moving in and they're making time. And it's getting underneath the skin. Whoa, whoa, doesn't it hurt? Jealousy, baby, doesn't it burn? Jealousy, doesn't it ruin your soul? Making you lose control. Jealousy.
Am I jealous? Is this about the attention that she's getting from other people? Is it about the attention that she's giving to other people and not to me? Is it about the costume? Am I jealous of her costume?
did she do this on purpose? Like, I do my absolute best to hide all of this from Natalie. I rally. She gives me a weed cookie and I kind of lose my mind being high, and then I get a crush on another stormer and we're sitting and kind of cuddling and I'm wondering if she's gay. And, you know, I see the night through.
We made it to Detritus.
It's late, and we're finally having the one-on-one debrief time that I've been kind of craving for the whole day.
I really enjoyed how many people had their earrings, too.
And because at this time in my life, I am in a phase where I believe that true closeness is to say everything. Reenactment.
So what was your high-low?
My high was when we put all of our makeup on. Mm. Like taking, like being out, like.
I had to tell her how I had been secretly feeling the whole time. But do I tell her the vulnerable truth that I was feeling like I wanted to have more of her attention?
And then my low, like...
No! Of course not! Like I fixate on the costume.
What's up?
Well, I don't know. Your costume is just like... It's the cool one, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, so, like, awesome. And I guess I was feeling kind of, like, frumpy, I guess. Like, and your costume is so, it's just perfect. It's, like, amazing. Like, and then because they didn't know we were Bands Break Up, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know. Your costume is just, like
really
cool. You know, and I felt kind of like she's the ugly best friend a little bit.
Actually telling me that felt my costume's too great and hers like is too shitty.
Banging and like hot as you, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
is she just uncomfortable with me shining?
That people weren't really like getting it.
I spent time to make sure you had something to wear and you're just saying, yours is better though. Why'd you give me the crappy one?
Did not expect. Well, I mean, yeah.
I was trying to do what I could with what was given to me, which was nothing.
Okay, it feels kind of like you're saying that it's a bad costume.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad costume. I just, like, how can this costume even remotely compare to, like,
it felt like she didn't care, and so maybe I didn't care, and I thought she wouldn't care.
Accurate, but somehow the way it fits on me just kind of makes me feel.
But now she cares.
That's it.
So this is what I'm thinking, but I just say...
I don't know, like maybe, what if we switch costumes? Then you could be the hot one. You could wear the boots.
Really?
I mean, if it felt made you feel like frumpy, like I don't want you to feel like that. Let's just change it up tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, of course, why not?
Oh my God, Natalie.
It'll be so much fun. It'll be so much fun.
Oh.
You're only in town like once a year, so I have to treat you like royalty while you're here. Like, we have to make sure.
The blue lamé pants and the tiger top that we like shifted down on top of her. And we got the wig and we got the sparkle spray and we sparkled ourselves on the street because we realized that when you sparkle inside,
sparkle me, baby.
But I guess the upshot was that we realized that people couldn't tell us apart. Like, they thought that I was still Natalie. And then we just had this like fun epiphany that like when we switch wigs, they thought it was Natalie anyway. So she got the credit that she well deserved for the outfit because everyone thought it was her. Like they're like, well, there's that cool chick with the incredible Mean Kimber outfit. But secretly it was me. It was a beautiful moment in a way because when I was a teenager, it was my nightmare, the idea that we were the same, that like when somebody thought I was her, I was like, no, I'm me. I'm Caitlin. We are different. We are separate. We are totally 100% different. But now, you know, it was my great honor to be mistaken for Natalie. And I luxuriated in it. Gem Cons Into the Future, we kept going to them together. It became our thing. We would create costumes with this in mind, and then we would always switch costumes the second day.
And we won the costume competition. And on stage, they called up people to the stage, and they said, Kimber and Stormer. And they brought us up, and they gave us the Infinity Dolls, which are gem dolls, but they're like these high quality collectibles that obviously the gem fans were all over.
We hug goodbye, and I cry all the way to the airport. I'm gonna miss her so much. Back to the daily grind. My New York life.
Turns out Dad was right. My job at the costume shop didn't pan out. The hours dried up. So now I'm working full time as a receptionist. I get home from work. I'm going out to a costume party, so I take off a hat from my hat wall. And a note falls out. It's from Caitlin. And on it, it says, "Your party costume magic is your art. You are perfect at it. Keep sharing your art with the world. I'm so proud of who you have become."
Can Natalie and I stay in the honeymoon phase for the rest of our lives? In the year 2020, we risked everything. We decided to work together.
This was episode 2 of Sisters, Gemisode. Follow The Heart at The Heart Radio. Follow Mermaid Palace at Mermaid Palace Art on Insta for all the pics of us in our GemCon costumes, the real, actual costumes that we wore that inspired this episode. If you want to see my cosplay, follow me at Natalie Presti. And if you'd like a tour of Toronto, hosted by a flower bike fairy who knows all the best parks and all the greatest sights to be seen, follow me on Instagram at Flower Bike Fairy. The singing in this episode was done by me. Music and sound design, writing and directing by my sister, Caitlin Prest. Associate production and writing by me, Natalie Prest. Our editor and art doula is the incredible artist, Deborah Charinde. Our researching producer, Alexandra Pinel. A huge thanks to all of the GemCon friends you heard in this episode. The Scandal episode synopsis by Raven Ellis. Bad Kimber Excitement by Ankur Mahudra. The truly outrageous dance floor remix from Garth Jensen's crazy team mashup. And the incredible wig moment with Christine Santisban. GemCon 2023 Rock and Romance in Rhode Island will take place this August 25th to 27th. If you want to see our cosplay in real life, bring your sister or chosen sister bestie and join us. It's going to be a crazy weekend of amazing outfits and 80s nostalgia.
Big thanks to our editorial advisors whose brains helped shape what this became. Aaliyah Papani, Jennifer Custer-Jaroche, Megan Castle, Mitchell Yakiyama, Fabiola Carletti, Harry Nazen, and Sarah Rose. Special thanks to Maria Yablonina, Audrey Martovich, Pike Malinowski, Mitra Kaboli, Lauren Dobby, and Sam Hall.
Stay tuned for the next installment, Workisode. That's coming next week. If you want to follow me, the host and creator of this very show that you're listening to right now, you can go to @CaitlinPrest. Thank you to all of our friends at CBC. Roshni Nair, Tanya Springer, Sarah Clayton, Cecil Fernandez, Damon Fairless, Tina Verma, and Arif Nurani. This special season of The Heart is brought to you by CBC Podcasts. It's a production of Mermaid Palace, and it's on the show, this show, The Heart, which is and always has been a proud member of Radiotopia.
Radiotopia. From PR.